This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 93 for Thursday, October 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canada futures are pushing lower on Thursday morning after coming out of the overnight session with small gains. The November canola contract drops $8 at $9.1480 per ton. The January contract loses $7.10 at $9.0260 per ton. Pressure is coming from declines in edible oils, which in turn are being pulled lower by losses in crude oil prices. Temperatures across the prairies are moderating today, with Alberta and Saskatchewan to top off in the mid to high teens Celsius. However, there's one more day of plus 20 degree heat in Manitoba. Rain is forecast for the eastern half of the prairies over the weekend. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 79.57 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.28. The United States Department of Agriculture says export sales for the week ending September 30th include more than 333,000 tons of wheat, along with nearly 1.27 million tons of corn. Soybean export sales are just over 1.04 million tons, plus almost 370,000 tons of soy meal and 38,500 tons of soy oil. The new marketing year for soy meal and soy oil began October 1st. The USDA reports two private sales to Mexico, with more than 261,000 tons of soybeans and over 314,000 tons of corn. Ahead of the USDA supply and demand report on Tuesday, trade expectations raised the U.S. corn carryover by 1.7% at 1.43 billion bushels. The soybean carryout is projected to jump 62.2% at 300 million bushels. Meanwhile, total wheat ending stocks are to retreat 6.3% at 576 million bushels. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The November contract loses 5.5 cents at 12.36.5 per bushel. December soy oil drops almost 0.2 cents at 60.18 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal slips back 90 cents at 321.80 per short ton. Corn futures are also lower on Thursday morning, with the December contract stepping back 3 cents at 529.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract climbing 11 cents at 608.5. Wheat futures are mixed on Thursday morning. Chicago December is down 6 cents at 740. Kansas City December pulls back a nickel, also at 740. And Minneapolis December nudges up 2 cents at 941. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.